Hello everybody, this is Gemma Toboyan's message for Sunday the 16th of February. The Encounter. Introduction. Have you already met God? Have you had the experience of meeting God? Of whom are we talking? Yes, God, this almighty God who knows, who created every star, every planet, every mountain, hill, valley, water, rain, sun, ants, sheep, tigers. Yes, this God. An impossible, improbable encounter, you might say. And you are right. How is it possible that a simple, limited human can meet the Lord, the Almighty and Holy God? And yet every Sunday we come to worship precisely to meet him, to experience a moment of communion with him, and all those who wish to meet him, to praise him. If this encounter is possible today, and part of our habits, today's text reminds us that it remains extraordinary and must constantly remind us of it. I suggest that we read a text in Exodus, chapter 34. Verses 4 to 10. This episode that I suggest you read is found after that of the golden calf. Moses was on Mount Sinai to receive his instructions from God. The people found that Moses was slow to come down, and they preferred to have a God that they could see with their own eyes, and they made a golden calf to kneel before and worship. Moses begs God to forgive the people. God calls his servant back to him. In this text, we will focus on the meeting between God and Moses to reflect on our meeting with this holy God. So Moses chiselled out two stone tablets like the first ones and went up Mount Sinai early in the morning, as the Lord had commanded him. And he carried the two stone tablets in his hands. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and stood there with him and proclaimed his name, the Lord. And he passed in front of Moses, proclaiming, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands and forgiving wickedness, rebellion and sin. Yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children and their children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation. Moses bowed down to the ground at once and worshipped. Lord, he said, if I have found favour in your eyes, then let the Lord go with us. Although this is a stiff-necked people, forgive our wickedness and our sin and take us as your inheritance. Then the Lord said, I am making a covenant with you. Before all your people I will do wonders never before done in any nation in all the world. The people you live among will see how awesome is the work that I, the Lord, will do for you. How is this meeting possible? The initiative comes from God. It is possible because God desires it. There are so many reasons for God to stop wanting to live in a relationship with his people. He could have been like the gods that humans imagine and worship. Insensitive, unpredictable, giving instructions, sending punishments, doing what he wants, as he wants, without any relationship with humans. God orders Moses to come to him. God invites him. God desires this tete-a-tete, this meeting. He invites Moses as he invites us this morning. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Psalm chapter 34, verse 8. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Come. It is because God has this desire that meeting him is possible. God descends in the cloud and stands near Moses. I really like this idea that God descends. How could Moses ascend to heaven? How could we ascend to God? The encounter is only possible because God descends. He comes to the level of Moses. He comes to the level of each one. Maybe someone says to himself, I am too low, he cannot reach me. God came as low as possible to meet us. We have the proof. God left heaven, he came to join us. In Jesus Christ, it is God who comes to meet human beings. He came to us, leaving the glory of his throne. He proclaims who he is, the Lord. But for an encounter to be possible, there must be two people. Imagine that God comes down, but Moses is not there because he does not believe or no longer believes, because he has something more important in his eyes to do, because he is in despair of himself, of God, of the people. So many human reasons that could have pushed him to stay in his place. So many legitimate reasons in our eyes that push us to remain frozen. God comes down to meet man. Moses. For his part, Moses must in turn get up early in the morning, climb the mountain. He must also decide to meet God. He must believe in God's invitation, not say to himself, it's no use, he will not be there. Moses wants this meeting. He leaves his apprehensions, his expectations of people, the daily life that's so absorbing, all the things he must do. He leaves his functions, his work, he leaves to meet God. God reveals himself. In this meeting, God reveals himself. He reminds Moses who he is. And he passed in front of Moses, proclaiming, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands and forgiving wickedness, rebellion and sin. Yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children and their children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation. God is God. He is Lord. Be careful, it is not because he comes to meet us that he puts himself at our level, that he is like us, that he is at our level. He is Lord, he is King of Kings, he is holy, he is dazzling with majesty, beauty, holiness. He manifests his glory, his character. He reminds us who he is. He does not let the sin of the people, his anger, corrupt him and make him change his character, change who he is. Who are we dealing with? God is compassionate. He has pity on us. He is benevolent. He wants our good and works for it. He is patient. He agrees to suffer, to wait for us. He is of immense and faithful goodness. His goodness is renewed every morning. He is faithful. He does not abandon his creatures. He forgives, supports our sins. He is just. He does not hold the guilty innocent. No, everyone is beautiful. Everyone is nice. In our encounter with God, God reveals himself. He reminds us who he is. This morning, he also wants to remind you who he is so that you don't miss out on him. Moses. Let's get back to him. How does he manage to meet God then? He kneels before God. He bows. He is saying to God, I am your servant, your slave. I want to obey you. He recognizes his rank and that of God. His place is on his knees before the holiness of God. No useless discussions. A gesture that speaks volumes. An indispensable gesture. He speaks to God. In all haste, Moses threw himself on the ground to worship the Lord. Then he cried out, Lord, since you grant me your favour, I beg you, come and accompany us. I know that these people are rebellious, but forgive our sins and our faults and consider us as your people. He relies on the grace of God. He counts on his forgiveness. He implores him to forgive. If I have found favour in your eyes, since you are a God of grace, forgive. He recognizes the state of the people, stiff-necked, rebellious. he does not excuse, he does not look for extenuating circumstances. He confesses, he admits. He asks God to walk ahead. He wants to follow God, to depend on God in his walk. He gives himself to God. You will make us your people, your heritage. In a way, we belong to you. In conclusion, God makes a covenant. He commits himself again. He makes an extraordinary promise. He will manifest himself to his people and all will see who he is. I will make a covenant with you in the presence of all your people. I will perform wonders such as have never been seen anywhere on earth in any nation. God is the one who does not deny his covenant. He renews it. He is faithful to his promises for our lives and for those of his people, this world. The end of the chapter is remarkable. What happens once Moses joins the people? What happens when, after meeting Christ, we return to our daily lives, when we go to meet our contemporaries? When Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of the covenant law in his hands, he was not aware that his face was radiant because he had spoken with the Lord. When Aaron and all the Israelites saw Moses, his face was radiant and they were afraid to come near him. But Moses called to them, so Aaron and all the leaders of the community came back to him and he spoke to them. Afterward, all the Israelites came near him and he gave them all the commands the Lord had given him on Mount Sinai. Moses' face was radiant. It reflected the glory of God. When we are in the presence of God, when we let the Holy Spirit reveal the glory of God to us, come and inhabit us, when we too have a radiant face. At the sight of Moses, Aaron and the people had the fear of God, the conviction that Moses was speaking on behalf of God. His authority came from his communion with the Lord of Lords. This invitation is for us again this morning. Draw near to God. John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 to 16. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. And the promise. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. And we all, who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory, are being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Amen.